Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chester Elton is here, too. Chester is a longtime, almost 14-year member of our Brain Trust. He's been hanging out with us, teaching us over the years, training us, instructing us, providing all the great wisdom that he has on how to make sure that we motivate and engage and encourage and complement and support and enable our teams, our employees. And Chester and Adrian Gostick, his co-author, have written all the important topics on the books on the topic, I should say. What Motivates Me, The Orange Revolution, All In, that's still my favorite. And they got a new one called The Best Teams Win, and he's here to talk to us about that. Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks for the call.
Good to have you back. So, The Best Teams. Now, is this news? Is the team the importance of the team? In some ways, that's not news, but you've got a different angle on it, don't you, today?
Well, sure. You know, never have our teams been more complicated. You know, it's interesting as you look at the evolution of teams. You know, it wasn't so long ago that we had fairly homogeneous teams, and we were all kind of in the same building. Now you've got multi-languages. You've got lots of diversity. Not just in gender and race and so on, but in thought and culture. And it's getting more and more difficult for team leaders to get everybody engaged and get on the same track. And so what we did is we looked at 850,000 engagement survey. Plus, we have our own motivator survey, and we've had 50,000 people take that.
Wow.
And we delved into the data and said, what are the keys and what are some of the big ahas we've had for the new dynamic in this ever-changing workplace of how you manage a team, and it was fascinating.
What did you find out?
Well, first off is that, you know, old school was we treat everybody the same. The new school is you've really got to know the individuals on your team, and you know this, you know.
Yep.
We've got lots of millennials in the workplace. We've even got the Gen Z coming in, but we still got some traditional.
So what you're saying is, and this is something that I've been talking about this for a long time on the show with you and other people. You know, the old days of where the owner thought they were in charge of how things were to be run in the company, you're saying that that's starting to become diluted, because there was a time when, you know, as you said, everybody got treated the same. And it was actually the most fair thing you could do, right? This is what we do. This is what you're going to get paid. This is what we expect of you. We're not going to expect any more or less of you than anybody else. You're not going to be treated any differently than anybody else. It's going to be fair for everybody. If you're not happy with how we do things around here, then it's a free country. Have a good life.
Right. And the new school really is you can't afford to do that anymore.
Why not? I'm going to push back just a little bit. Why is that? Why do you think that's the case now?
You know, the dynamics are just so different, Jim. You've really got to treat people as individuals. Now, you understand this better than most, is you've got to know your people. You've got to know how to engage them. You've got to know how to enable them and energize them. And people are different. If we treat everybody the same, we're leaving a lot of productivity on the table. I've got to know, you know, there are some employees where tough love is what they understand.
Yeah.
There are other employees where, you know, you got to be a little softer. There are employees that need flexibility because of their family situation.
But the company still has to survive, right? I mean, the company can't be.
And that's the dynamic.
The company can't be. And this is where your book is so important to help people with all this. The company still has to survive, and it can't be. It won't survive on the proclivities of every employee.
Well, that's where being the team leader has gotten really difficult, is because you've got to put all those pieces together, right? And business isn't as simple as it used to be. You know, mm-hmm. we say, look, we open at 9, we close at 5. You know, you've got online orders, you've got remote employees, you've got gig employees, you've got, you know, you've got a guy that's a part-time guy managing your website and so on. That's what we're talking about, the new dynamic,
right.
The new team. And so the best managers.
And those things, as you just mentioned, are more market-driven things rather than generational-driven things.
Oh, absolutely.
Because technology has made it possible for you to have a gig person or a part-time person or your web designers in Malta or whatever.
Sure. And you're exactly right. It is market-driven. You know, your customer's expecting to be able to get a hold of you 24/7,
right.
365 days a year. And that's what we're talking about is you've really got to understand the dynamic of the individual and how do you piece those together mm-hmm. to get the team that you need to get your business to progress. And always, you know, you'll love it. We had, you know, 5 big ahas, but the fifth one is don't forget the customer. And that's what you're talking about. You've
Thank
got
you.
To be customer
Thank you, Chester.
Right? Yeah.
God bless our customers, everyone, because if we don't have customers, if we can't keep them happy, then everything else is just an exercise in futility and not for very long.
Exactly. And so all these dynamics, you know, you're putting together so that you can make sure that the products and services that you're delivering to your customers are world class every day.
What else did you learn?
Well, I'll tell you the other thing that one of the my favorite parts was the dynamic of innovation, that you've got to create a culture at your company where it's okay to challenge the status quo consistently. And that chapter I love is called, you know, just challenge everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a safe place to be able to say, hey, boss, I've got an idea, and that, you know, it's not going to be dismissed, even if it's a crazy idea. Right?
Challenge is one thing. Contributing is one thing, but thinking that you got that just because it's your idea, it's a better idea than the boss's, that's another thing. And that's I've seen that, Chester, you know what I'm talking about.
Sure. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're
yeah.
talking about this forum of
right.
open discussion. Organized
and productive.
Exactly, and we've got a routine, you know. Interesting, Google studied over 300 innovative teams to try to find what is the formula, you know, who's more innovative than Google. The first thing on the list for innovative teams was emotional safety,
yeah.
which meant that
you got to have that. Chester, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We're going to come back and get more into Chester's research. This is fascinating stuff, folks. The Best Teams Win, The New Science of High Performance by Chester Elton and Adrian.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.